This is Steve Sherlock with another series of audio recordings for Franklin Matters. In this session, what I'll do is share the audio from the meeting for the Downtown Improvement Project status meeting or public hearing that was held on July 30th at Dean College. As the recording starts, you'll hear Brian Kelly, the facilities director for Dean, cover the logistics of the room and the safety functions, and then hand over to town administrator Jeff Nutting, who begins the meeting. The meeting doesn't really have a presentation per se. There's an overview from the contractor and the state, and then they get into a question and answer session. So if you'd like, I certainly recommend to follow along with my notes that I took during the meeting. It may help to understand what's being said and find out what's going on, get the updates on the various questions. And as additional information from the town and contractors and state is shared on contact information, certainly I'll share that on Franklin Matters as well. So without further ado, let's dive into the recording.
Bottom and at the back, the restrooms are one flight up the set of stairs, just actually a bit above this room. This is not a performance, so flash photography is allowed.
Thanks, Brian. I'm Jeff Dunning, Town Administrator. We're at Velocity 101. I hope you brought your listeners. I want to welcome everybody to this public hearing on the long-awaited project about to get. We have a lot of folks here, including the Chairman of the Council, Bob Daly, Councilors Williams and Pfeffer up back. We have Brutus Canareggi, Rep. Roy, Dave from the contractor, Mike Maglio, John Walsh, the contractor, Anthony and George from the state. A lot of folks here, so there'll be a lot of information available about how we're going to proceed. They'll be available to answer any questions as we go along. But before we begin, I know Rep. Roy wanted to just give a brief update on things.
Thank you, Jeff, and I'm just very happy to be here. Not excited about being a first-term legislator and seeing a project of this magnitude come in my first term. But it is exciting because I know that the town has been waiting for this project for many years. Some very exciting news on the horizon. And I did want to just take an opportunity to introduce my aide, Chris, if you just stand up. I know that folks may have phone calls over the next 2 years, and that's likely the person that'll be on the other end. So I want to put a face to a name. Look forward to working in conjunction with everybody in the community and on the state to make this project as smooth and successful as possible. And I'm delighted to see there's a great turnout and a lot of interest in making this project work. So I look forward to working with you. And if any questions come up along the process, please reach out to our office either by telephone, email, and we're going to get and turn it right over to Jeff Nutting.
Thank you very much. We're going to have the contractor speak, but one of the things we want to highlight is when we talk about schedules, they're schedules. They're not cast in stone. This is a construction project. Things ebb and flow. We'll update everybody weekly. We have a web page. We have a Twitter account. We'll do our best to keep everybody in the loop. There'll be phone contact numbers available for folks once we get into town here so that as this proceeds, you know, you have a question about your driveway, your sidewalk, what's going on, there'll be a phone number, an email, or a Twitter to keep you in the loop. But this project is scheduled to last as long as 2016, I believe.
Yeah, it's July 9th, 2016.
That hopefully it will get done in 2015, but as all these public constructions, they give them a long window because of weather, winter conditions, etc. And I know the states here will tell you that they manage millions and millions of dollars of projects and run into all kinds of things. So want folks to know that right from the get-go. But we will do our best to keep you informed. But I was going to ask Dave from Walsh to come up and talk about the schedule to the best of their ability, what their plans are for this year and next year. Then if anybody else from the Commonwealth, and then we'll answer any questions that you might have. Thank you, Dave.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for coming out. It's good to see the town interested in things that are going on. Hopefully, it'll be as painless as possible. We do our best to work with everyone try to make this a successful project for the town as well as for us. The focus of our work for this year is primarily, if you look on the handout that was given out, we're going to concentrate on Main Street from like Lincoln Street, just a little bit west of here. Primarily, we're going to start out, it's going to be all the underground work in within the roadway. We'll be putting in all the new drainage and the infrastructure that goes along with that. And then following on the heels of that, that's when we're going to start grinding up the road, pulverizing it, regrading it, and paving it, with the goal of having the area that you see in the dark green here to at least to bind the cost of asphalt paving before we shut down for the winter. So from Lincoln Street to where that dark area ends, all the work within the roadway underneath will be completed by the end of this construction season, and we'll have binder down. Then when we come back next year, that's when we'll start working on the sidewalks and the curbing and most of the improvements, as well as we'll be working right in the center of town doing full-depth construction there, which is a little bit of a different process. It takes longer to do. It's more involved, and that's why we're putting that off so we can start fresh early in the construction season next year rather than a good piece of the season gone already this year. As far as what's on West Central and East Central and Eamon Street, that's primarily just a mill and overlay. There is some traffic signal work that has to be done and roadway lighting and stuff like that, and new sidewalks. That'll all take place next year. That's not as involved underground as all the drainage work that we have to do on Main Street this year. That's why we're concentrating on getting all the underground that we can get done this year, and then next year there'll be more, with the exception of the full depth, it'll be more of surface type work. And that's, you know, we've got some work to do on the bridge, which will take place next year as well. We need to push the sidewalks back there a little bit and put down some membrane waterproofing, and then repave that. Ultimately, we're looking to come in and do the top cost of paving and all the striping all in one continuous thing, so that it's not all piecemeal together. And with any luck, you know, and with our rose-colored glasses, we hope to be done by the end of next construction season, like next October, November. We hope to be complete.
Just to add on that, for folks who don't know, there'll be signals installed at the corner of Emmons and West Central and West. There'll also be signals put on the bridge deck that will coordinate with Cottage Street. So those are the new signals that are going in. There's also some utility work, pole relocation. I know the Commonwealth works with utility companies. Maybe you can speak a little about that.
Sure.
How that works.
Hi, my name is George Birdie, and I'm the area construction engineer working out of the Worcester office in District 3. Anthony Tavolone is a resident engineer. He'll be on the site, and he has a staff also of engineers. We held a pre-construction conference in the Worcester office a few weeks ago, and all the utility companies were present, and we are going to have a utility meeting out here. They want to go around with us and look around and see what the story is, so they can have their plan of attack, so to speak. That's very critical to the schedule. The contractor has actually submitted a schedule to the department, and it's called a baseline schedule. And we try to keep to it as much as possible, but there's always extenuating circumstances that can affect that. So we really try to monitor the utilities, the poles, the wires, everything. It's kind of a complex process because they have to go in order, and some of the underground sometimes is a little difficult to work with. The overhead is more clear cut. The biggest thing is to try and keep everybody on board. And right now, there's construction all over the place, as you know, as you drive around. So it's hard to get the different crews to be available. But they committed to this, and we have schedules and durations that they gave us. So hopefully it goes together with what work we want to do. That's the biggest thing. One good thing that one of the main guys that's in charge of utilities in Boston lives right here in Franklin, and hopefully he'll be a great help. He's a good, real good guy, and he's I think he'll be an asset to us to get the utilities to move on to what they have to do.
Thank you. Just a couple of questions people might be wondering. Will there always be traffic be able to flow through the construction site while you're under construction?
At different phases, when we can put up a detour to go around our construction for the day,
okay,
there'll be detours while we're out in the road. When that's not feasible, then we'll just have alternating one-way traffic. When at the close of the day, though, the road should be open to and be passable. But where we can have detours, we're going to just like go around, not like big sections, just a little quick section that we're on a daily basis. There'll be detours and there'll be signage going up and down.
And well, what about people's access to the driveway when you're out in front of them?
Well, when we're right there working, we'll do whatever we can to accommodate them. But when we're at the end of the day, there'll always be access to a ramp up if
so
it's cut down.
So you give them notice the day before?
Yes. There'll be some, we have a superintendent on site that will coordinate with the residents.
So, that's a quick and dirty overview. Maybe we can get some more information out of questions, concerns.
Sir? Also, you have Lincoln Street to the present, halls where we're at under construction this year. You also in the green have 9 Summer Street there. Or is that also going to happen this year?
So Summer Street is a town project. We hope to get a water line in, but the road wouldn't get reconstructed until the following year either. But we're trying to connect them. The state will do the first couple hundred feet because that's the project. But Summer Street down to King Street is a waterline project that's scheduled for late this year, I believe.
Yes.
So where that 9 Summer Street building is right there,
that's about the cutoff, right by Simon's Furniture.
Yeah.
The project does come around the corner and stops about there, and then we're going to pick it up from there under our own contract. And hopefully it will all be paved, close to the same time.
But they're going to do that this year, though.
The waterline, correct. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, just kind of take a couple of steps back. This has been so long
right.
In process that, you guys are really, really familiar with it. You're
sure.
Breathing it every day. But could you kind of take us through what the purpose is, what the finished product is supposed to look like, and then, what the steps are and the whys,
Sure. So this goes back to 2003-04. When discussions began, we actually got a transportation in the federal government. The late Senator Kennedy was able to get us a $5 million set aside to pay for this project. When the Franklin School of Performing Arts was looking for a theater, they got a lobbyist, and we ended up working with our congressman and our senator and was able to get this funding. So between the federal government's funds and the state funds, they're paying for this project. Your tax dollars hard at work. The ultimate goal has several goals. One, to get a fire station off of a one-way street. They lose 60 to 90 seconds on response time to go around the block. Two, to slow down traffic on Main Street, make it more pedestrian-friendly. In the middle of the block where Depot is, there'll be a raised table, which if people are familiar with a raised table, it's a speed bump that's going to be as long as from here that wall, and it's going to be curb to curb. So you'll come up, you'll slow down, you'll rise over it and go down. There'll also be one right out in front of Dean here at the crosswalk where we have constant conflicts between kids and cars. So that's a safety improvement. The third one is the traffic study showed that about 35 to 40% of the people coming north on 140 didn't actually want to go on Main Street. They just had to go on Main Street because they were heading to 495. So this will take that volume of northbound traffic off of Main Street and make it through traffic on 140. Also, from an economic development, it's hoped that two-way traffic generally spurs a little more business than one-way traffic. So don't know that in the short run, but looked at a lot of studies to do that. There's also a lot of aesthetic improvements. Main Street will be completely underground. There'll be no overhead wires. There'll be period lighting, benches, bricks, trees, etc. So there'll be aesthetic improvements as well, especially along Main Street. So those were the traffic's not going to move any faster. In fact, it's intended to slow the traffic down on Main Street so people will feel safer. And our real bottleneck is the PM peak. The southbound traffic on 140, as you know, can back up to Union Street on any given day. There's no indication that that will get better, that will remain a backup in the PM. There's no way it's going to get through town any faster than it does. There's just too much volume. The AM peak seems to be that people all leave for work at a different time, so we don't have those jam-ups that we have on the PM. So it's aesthetics, it's safety, economic development, fire station, with the overriding issues that we've worked through over the last 8 years. The way the funding works, although we were given the money in the award in 2005, they only allocated $1 million a year, so we wouldn't be even eligible. It would have been until 2010 at the very earliest. And then you have to get on what's known as the Transportation Improvement Plan at the state level. That takes several years as well. So we would have liked to have been here a couple years ago, but that all got pushed along, and here we are today. So that's kind of the overriding picture of what the improvements will look like. Does that help?
Yeah. Is all of Main Street wires going?
No, only
just the center.
Just from the bridge to Emmons Street.
Okay.
Because 90% of it is already undergrounded. We did look at undergrounding from Ruggles Street up to the bridge on West Central, well in excess of $1 million. And then we looked at the cost of Emmons and East Central and that block, and that was in the $3 to $4 million range. And this was in 2008 and 9 in a bad economy, and the council at that point didn't feel that the only way that was going to get paid was your electric and phone bill was going to get charged to pay for that. That's how it works in the Commonwealth. And at the time, you know, given the economic difficulty, people with the council just didn't feel it was fair to add that extra burden to take care of that rest of that underground, whereas Main Street was 90% already underground. So that you'll still see those overhead wires. Yes, sir.
I live at 18 Lincoln, next to the brick school.
Okay.
Where the project starts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm noticing the line is like dead in the middle of my property. When they put the curb in, where do they sister it in back to the old road? Do they go to my cutoff in my driveway?
Or? We're going
to
have you move.
We have the big plan.
Yeah,
we have the big plan up here. You can come and look at it afterwards. And obviously, you know, if we have to have a minor adjustment, you know, this is a, like every construction project, things arise and we, you know, hey, can you move this 3 feet? Can you move this 18 inches? And we do this every day, all day. These guys do it. These folks do it. Obviously, if it's reasonable and not, you know, extraordinary cost, the Commonwealth builds very, very good streets and roads. The Union Street was from the church to Washington, they did that. 5-6 years ago, $3.5 million just for that.
Same contractor.
Same contractor.
So did
an excellent job. So we're on board with them. So.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
What is the change order process? Is that this gentleman said we may require a change order in number one area they've been where a slight change order perhaps would be in order. Who is the contact and who would start that process with?
So you would go to the site guy.
Yeah. Okay.
And we'll have all the names and contacts, you know, between the DPW. I mean, they don't want their phone ringing off every 5 minutes from everybody that, you know, but, you know, there is a way to, you know, and there's no guarantee you're going to get a change order. You make a request, people review it, there's a meeting, discussions, what's it going to cost, and then, you know, we're against that. So all those contact numbers will be available. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I live on High Street, which is the one side of the common that didn't get fixed up when they did the rest. Nice job on that.
It's getting done.
Okay, what, are we a part of this project when they do Main Street, or?
They're not, but we're going to either ask for a change order ourselves and get the contractor to do it, or we'll do it ourselves during the same process. That's why we just put the water line in.
Yeah.
We apologize. We delayed it a long time because we wanted to coordinate the transition between both streets.
Yep.
Instead of doing it ahead of time.
It's going to get done.
It's going to be done at the same time as this project. Okay. Absolutely.
Good.
Other folks? Yes, sir.
On the full depth reclamation projects, and forgive me if you covered this earlier in the meeting, from a timetable for this year, are you looking to have the blacktop down by fall?
So from the dark green, they're going to have, the goal is to have a base course.
Yep.
So that means there won't be a top, and whether they're going to, I don't know what you're going to do with the raised castings, you're going to donor them or you're going to leave them down and then raise them? Okay, so as far as the castings will be down, and they'll raise them up to a couple inches when they go to do the final coat the following year.
Okay.
So that, so from the Lincoln to somewhere in front of Dean here, it should be a base coat.
Gotcha.
And then the full depth reconstruction really takes place on Main Street the following year, which goes down, you know, that's going to be the biggest disruption in this whole process and the bridge work because of the bottom line. Yes, sir.
Do you have a sense, and I know things could change, how long a period of time that portion of the project that you just talked about would be that major disruption for those businesses, right? That made from the bridge to the street?
From the bridge down the street? Step right up and get a feed.
Yeah. I guess I have to be the bearer of the bad news. But all of next year, that area is going to be disrupted. Right from probably early April, so depending on whether when we can get started, right, so we'll be going right through the summer into the fall of next year.
And as a follow-up, can you define disruption?
construction equipment, dust.
Full closures. I work for Dean Bank. Yeah, just trying to get a sense of.
Yes, there'll be times when there'll be closures as things get closer. And we see how we can really work with you to, with everyone down there to minimize the disruption. It's going to be an ongoing process. And we're not just going to come in and say, you know, see you later. We'll work with you.
We're going to have weekly construction meetings once we get going. So, you know, when we see something coming up 30 days ahead, or, you know, 2 weeks ahead, we're going to reach out to folks, let them know what's going on to the best of our ability, you know, see what detour, you know, so can we detour people down Depot and through the parking lot when we're doing that section? Can we, you know, it's make it up on the fly sometimes to accommodate to the best of your ability, traffic, businesses, pedestrians, etc. But Main Street itself is the most disruptive, whereas Emmons and West Central get more of a grind and overlay treatment versus a full depth reconstruction. Yes, sir.
Is it all daylight work or will there be any night work?
Right now it's proposed for all daylight, but if it seems like it's not going to be advantageous or it's going to be too disruptive, that'll be something that we'll address as we get class, things are going on. But right now, everything is scheduled. This year absolutely is all day work.
Yes, sir.
When you come through town, is it water and sewer, drain?
The water and sewer have all been done by the town previously. That's why you had those wonderful bumps on Lincoln Street for the last many years. Council Valley suggests we pave the other portion, which we got done. So they'll do some drainage work, though. That's what's their major project.
So
but there's no.
When you're by the bridge in the center, is that drainage and water there too?
No, there's no water work at all in the downtown. There's no sewer. I don't know if there's some drainage work in the downtown, but
not down around the bridge.
Not on the bridge. A couple other places.
Any idea what you can do about parking?
We're looking. Yes. Actually, we're looking at alternative parking for businesses and you know, whether we use the old municipal building for a time being, which only has one tenant, The post office, you might notice, is building a parking lot. All of their trucks and all of their vehicles in a short order will be parking there, so you won't have that bottleneck. We might have to jockey around with commuter parking and business parking to accommodate folks, and that's going to be something we'll think, you know, start looking at the spring. I don't think we'll do anything this, you know, this construction season, but we're well aware that people have to park someplace for the business, their employees, and that's going to be a day-to-day, week-to-week issue of, okay, the Ferraro lot, which has commuters, no commuters can park there for the next 2 months, as an example. But we're already working on lots of alternatives.
When you start on the bridge, will it flow both ways, or will you have one lane through to the bridge, or will you close the bridge completely? Is that road that wraps around, it's not going to be there anymore, right? Can we take that out? The road that wraps around right in the center of town?
Yeah. So when the project's complete, you'll be able to come southbound on Main and take a left if you want north of 140, but you cannot come down 140 anymore and take a left on the Main Street.
Correct.
So
with your starting that project there, you're going to be able to still go back and forth, or you're going to have to close the bridge and follow around?
There's a whole sequence for doing the bridge as to how it's broken. It's going to be broken up into three different phases. That there'll always be traffic that you can go in either direction on the bridge.
I'm only asking if my business is right there or right up.
Yeah, there's, if, you know, afterwards, if you want to come down and see what they have laid out.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, right here.
Yeah, the Main Street section there that's near the Town Common, that's all historical district coming out. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Are you going to expand that at all? It's not going to be a typical mass highway project like Union Street or Pond Street or anything.
No,
you're going to keep all the
right of way is the right of way. It's not being expanded at all. So the sidewalk will get rebuilt, but it's not going to be any wider than it is today. Yes, sir.
It sounds like the bridge isn't going to be any wider. It sounds like you're not doing any structural improvements on the bridge.
So the bridge, the improvements is to put a membrane in. I'm not a bridge guy for longevity.
The bridge will be a little bit wider. We're pulling back the curb on the bridge on the sides of it. So it will be a little bit wider. The sidewalk's going to get a little narrower and the bridge is going to get a little bit wider. But structurally, we're not doing it. We're just taking down the deck, doing some membrane waterproofing and then repaving it. We're not doing anything to the structure of the bridge itself.
When you're working in front of the fire department, are they going to have to relocate their engines?
No, they shouldn't have to relocate their engines. In front of the fire department, we're going to redo a piece of their driveway, they have a trench drain there, and we're going to fix that drainage and redo the driveway.
When you replace the asphalt and driveways that you dig up, are you going to replace it with the quality of the asphalt that's in the driveway, or the quality of the asphalt that's on the roadway?
It'll get the state mix. It'll be similar to what's going into the road. There's three different types of mix that go into the road. You know, there's base, there's binder, and there's top. It won't be base. It'll just be binder and top.
My experience is that's very poor asphalt based on Pond Street. You can see the difference between the roadway asphalt that's in your driveway and the quality of the asphalt that was there before. It's much larger and much poorer. I would ask the state to look into a better quality of asphalt.
Yeah, I can't speak for it, but I mean, they use the highest standard, and, you know, I don't know, everybody's driveway mix might be a little different, but it's very high quality, and it has to meet a compaction standard. So, yes, sir.
Jeff, up on Lincoln Street, they seem to be stopping in the middle of property. I understood a year ago that one side of Lincoln Street was going to end at Moore Ave.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, going to Moore
Ave. It's going to Moore Ave, correct?
Well, that's where I am, and it says drop stop.
It's all marked up different.
Again, come down, we'll look at the big plans, and if there's short adjustments, as previously asked, we'll look at those.
Okay, and is the road width and sidewalk width going to be remain the same up there? Nothing is going
to... Well, I think the sidewalk will have to meet the ADA standards. It might be a little bit wider, but the back of the sidewalk. We're not going outside. Other than a lot of folks, we got a boatload of temporary easements. We did get a few very small permanent easements, 6 inches, 1 foot on some property up and down Main Street. Mostly that would be back of sidewalk work, but the roadway doesn't, you know, isn't going to take away from your property or the sidewalk.
Okay. But look at the big plan.
Yeah, come down. You know, there's individual sheets. Anybody's welcome to come and we'll answer any questions on your own property.
Okay.
Replace telephone poles too?
Well, they're going to move a lot of them. Whether the
in the sidewalk.
You can talk about utility. I mean, they might move poles a foot, 2 feet. Yeah. It might be the city. You know, that's what they think.
It would have to be looked upon on an individual basis, and they would have the utility company, the individual utility company, would be the one that would determine that.
Thank you.
Other questions, ideas? Yes, ma'am.
Trees. I live on the upper end of Main Street, and all the trees have little color ribbons around them, some blue, some orange.
Yeah, I was just going to ask if they were orange or blue. If they're orange, those trees would be protected. If they're blue, they would be removed.
Okay, and by protected, is there a process that you're doing to make sure they're not damaged?
Yes. Yeah, they're going to be coming in most likely next week to put all their protection in on all those trees that have orange flagging.
Any other questions? Yes, ma'am.
So I'm kind of, I know it's, and I'm just throwing it out there as a suggestion. I'm a business owner of town, and my landlord is wonderful. And as a matter of fact, there's no handicap accessibleness on our sidewalks on one side of Main Street.
That's why we're doing this project. One of the things is that down by the railroad bridge and what was Berry's and et cetera, the sidewalk's way too narrow, so sidewalks are going to get wider. It's going to meet every ADA standard required by federal and state law when this project's done.
So on the shoe store side, we can't get in. I can't have a wheelchair in my building.
That's not a public issue. That's a private property matter.
Yeah, so that's what I'm asking.
Right.
Questions and.
Right. So under the Americans with Disability Act, that's anything in the public way we're responsible for. But you can't necessarily compel a private property owner to make those improvements. Other questions? Yes, ma'am.
I have one more.
You can have two.
You had said you were putting in some lights. Are you considering at all there is the light as you're coming from Pleasant Street onto Church Street going to Beaver? If you're right from St. Mary's Church and you want to make a left onto Main Street, the traffic there stops at a certain point. The light actually turns red for the oncoming traffic, but there is no arrow, and people I'm not sure, and I didn't know whether that was something that while everybody's there.
So there's no signalization improvements at both of those sets of lights. We are aware of that issue. The other problem we have is the trip pad detectors in the road aren't working. We want to make those work. Is that the game plan? So, because right now they're just on timer versus if you're there at 2 in the morning and you only have a person, it should turn green. But we haven't done any work to decide if there's a left or a right. A lead. There's just, right now there's just a lead and a lag going on Pleasant and Beaver Street.
Yeah.
So that there's no plans to change any of that at this point.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
So, just the yellow part again. The milling overlay on yellow part, how much of 2015 do you anticipate that being?
I think what the contract is telling you that they'll be downtown all next year. I don't think you can tell me what street you're going to be on what day at this point, or is there any sequence generally?
We're going to concentrate on doing the full depth first, and then
which is the light blue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And then the yellow is going to be the last thing that we do as far as the Millinoy. There's little pieces of West Central and maybe a little bit of East Central that gets widened a little bit.
Okay.
We'll be doing that stuff prior to the Millen overlay. But that'll all take place next year, and as the lion's share of the yellow will be just toward the tail end of next year.
Okay. So we own a business right close to the Summer Street line.
Right.
So between Summer Street and the bridge.
Right.
So when you're working in that section, will it be, I assume there'll be a detour down the Alpine place, basically?
I don't think so.
So how will people get to the K-Mart?
Well, traffic will always be able to
right.
to travel up and down the road. I think the question goes to where people are going to park.
I didn't want to bring that up.
Well, it was already brought up.
yeah, already.
Right, and so, again, one of the issues is whether we just make for our, the lot on the other side of the railroad tracks, work with the business to see if they can use that parking lot for 3-6 months, whatever it takes. So we're going to have to sit down with all the businesses, you know, as this progresses and say, how are we going to make, you know, where are your customers going to park?
Okay.
And the Millen overlay, as far as the construction goes, it's the quickest thing that's going to happen. I mean, it's you can do it in 2 weeks. Yeah, it's pretty fast.
So that's why I was thinking that area, I can't imagine, is going to take very long, comparatively speaking, to the rest
but
of the
that's area. A fair statement.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so it might be a 30-day disruption. I mean, but they still got all the sidewalks got to get built, all that, all those kind of things, but the actual road work.
Will the historic pieces that you spoke of, the aesthetic stuff, will that extend down? I know you said there's no, some of the aesthetic stuff is going to be from the bridge towards Evans, but
like the period lighting. Is there period lighting, Brian, that's on East Central?
No, not East Central.
The period lighting is on Main Street.
Okay.
Right, because we still have the overhead and the culverts on the rest of the project. Yes, ma'am.
So how far will the lighting go? Like, Union Street split up, like, in daytime at night. So how far will the lighting go? Because Dean College students come out of my business at night, and thank God for Dean Bay lighting up the trees. You can't see coming out of the businesses uptown because the lighting is so poor, sidewalk lighting right now.
So
how far will it run? So if we're looking at this map, well, because you know if you're looking at...
I know it goes at least to Emmons Street. I'm not clear if it goes all the way...
You're looking at East Central Street because you know you have those where the kids live in those condos, right?
Right.
So is it going to start there and go all the way up through Dean College? Is it going to go on the other side? We have a lot of traffic with the kids at Dean Colleges who are visiting the businesses uptown and keeping us alive. So are we talking about keeping the roads lit like you did Union Street? Because I don't know who's walking Union Street at night, but that place is lit up like a Christmas tree,
right.
Union Street. So are we going to get the same thing uptown for our business?
On Main Street,
yeah.
There'll be period lighting. I don't believe there's period lighting anywhere else. And so if there's lighting issues, we'd have to address that with existing lights.
I'm just suggesting it's something that should be thought of.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, sir.
The plans, whatever they may come about, will 150 Emmons Street be coordinated with this activity or wait until this is completed?
Well, that's really up to the council. I'm definitely aware there's going to be some parking issues and transition issues, so that hasn't been concluded yet, but I think any process to do something with that building will take months and months and months anyway. Once we have some parking idea, then I think the council can decide, do we do something in this fall, next spring, next summer? It really hasn't come to a conclusion yet.
Well, we're talking about access roads, so do that.
Right. So I mean, even if they, even if they wanted to move ahead, there's nothing to say that they wouldn't have to dispose of the building until November 15th, even if they were going through a process at the same time. So if they want to go through a public process to dispose of the property, in the request for proposal, could say building's available for ownership after November 15th of 2015 or whatever that date may be, so that that if we need parking and those kind of issues, that can still be accommodated. Anybody else? Yes, ma'am.
What date do you think traffic flow will actually stop the other direction?
We have a pool going.
Yeah.
That's right. Because I'm going
to
be on vacation
when I don't. Yeah, I think this, you know, in a perfect world, if he said everything went right, the fall
of next year,
but if things get delayed, it's going to be the spring of 16 if things don't go right.
Till the end of the project.
Right. I mean, that's the last thing to do is flip the switch and have everybody go like this.
Well, that's what's happening right now.
All right, and people are going the other way
you
already.
See, well,
so.
Going, I can sit in my chair in the window. I'm like, there's another one. There's another one.
Right, so.
It's crazy.
Yes, sir.
There are a couple of days of the year when our students move in, then move out. And they're going to be critical times where we'll have to communicate to about 1,000 families and get, you know, mail out to them alternate directions and detours. So I just want to be sure that we get, there's plenty of those to give us time to get those
things
created and get out. And I'll be at a lot of construction teams to coordinate this in our area because there's about 1,000 at a time coming in a day.
Right. So, you know, we have weekly meetings. We can't have the whole world there, but we realize Dean has a, you know, thing, and we know the downtown business folks have Lisa as a representative. And so, I mean, the idea, you know, we do have those electric signs that the police department has. If we have to keep, throw those out, you know, road closure tomorrow or detour or no parking. Or, so, I mean, our job in this process is one thing, communicate, okay? And then work with the buyers as issues come up. But these folks have a contract with these folks, so we're just the information folks. This is not a Town of Franklin project. This is a Commonwealth of Massachusetts project. But we're here to represent your interests and work with these folks. And again, we've worked with this contract before, and I can tell you the folks from District 3 MassDOT have been excellent to work with on many, many projects. They listen long and hard when people have issues. They do this. How many communities do you represent?
All of District 3 is all a lot.
Probably 75 communities, all over, from Worcester in a big circle. So, do this all the time, and they're very good at it. Yes, ma'am.
I know it was mentioned earlier that you guys are planning daytime work. I'm just questioning, is it like Monday through Friday, like 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. kind of work?
7 a.m.
7 to 3?
I mean, it could run late if they're waiting for a load of hot top or concrete or if they're halfway through a trench. So, you know, that's the general thing, but like in any constraint, you know, when we were building the high school, we're pouring concrete at 10 at night because we had to get 200 yards of concrete poured, but that happened for 2 days. So,
yeah,
you know, those kind of things happen in this business, but that's the general game plan. Yes, sir.
I had a question about the traffic flow. Project coming southbound on 140, how does it get onto
you? You take a left at Emmons and a right on me. There'll be a traffic light with a stack lane. You know where a left a stack lane is? So there'll be a stack lane on East Central when you come in south, and you'll be able to take a left down Emmons and then come to a stop and take a right on Main. Obviously, you can come down Main Street from the library and go straight down Main Street as well. Evan Street, on the other side of Main Street, will remain one way. So that's still going to remain one way. Obviously, you can come up Dean, down Ray. So the only difference is the switch at the bridge. Okay? And there'll be lots of signs. Yes, sir.
Yes, I have a question about coordination with GPS.
Okay.
When we go to two-way, how does that change? How does that let GPS people know that, by the way, Frank?
Call Google. I still see mistakes. You know, they show roads. I guess we'd have to send them a notice because they're not going to know that. Right. That's probably a good idea. Other folks. Okay. Yes, sir.
Next year, when the sidewalk occurs.
are now what? Anybody parks anywhere they want.
Yeah, they park on both sides, but they've got two wheels up on the sidewalks in both directions. And that's the only way that trucks, for example, could pass both directions.
So
when there's a curbstone up there, they're not going to be able to do that.
Right.
That roadway is going to be pretty narrow.
They're going to have to park all four wheels on the... No. You know, that's a good point. We're going to have to look... We might have to restrict parking to one side because that is a very busy thing. We'll take a look at it. But you're right. For years and years, people pull up on the side when, during church and, say, Rocco's and 4th of July and all those kind of events. So I don't know what the final width of pavement is on Lincoln. Is anybody off the top of their head?
That's Maine.
Well, I mean, excuse me, Maine. But you make a good point. We might have to constrain that. But we won't know that until we're finished.
Thank you. Can you meet us on top?
Hasn't been decided. We did have an economic development committee last night suggesting a council consider eliminating the meters and just do two-hour enforcement. But they need to decide that. Obviously, they're all going to come out during construction. So the question is, can we do enforcement? We think with our enforcement person, we can accomplish the same goal without the meters. And it's a little more business friendly, a lot easier to plow. You know, the real purpose of the meters, quite frankly, for the most part, is to keep the commuters from not taking up every parking space. And so as long as we have enforcement, especially in the AM, then you can accomplish that goal. The last train to Boston's at 12:12. The lot's already full by 8 o'clock in the morning. So made an initial proposal to look at enforcement in the downtown and actually changing some of the other side streets a little as well. But the council will have plenty of time to take a look at that and see how they want to go. But we did that with the business community several times. And I think most folks, since we've enforced it, if we continue to enforce it, it keeps the commuters from taking up business and customer spaces. Yes, sir.
I had seen in one of the other maps before that Edmund Street, in between Main Street and Ray Street, would be changed to two-way.
That's correct.
It is. It is.
So every street in the triangle will be two-way, like it was 35? I don't know. I was a kid a long time ago.
Does that mean no more parking on that street?
There's no parking on Edmund Street now.
Actually, you were saying Ray Street and Main Street?
Ray Street. Main Street to Ray Street.
Oh, that's still one way.
That will be one way?
Yeah, that is not changing at all. That street's done. That's just one way outbound towards Hillside.
Okay.
Other folks?
How will the parking be uptown? Will it be angled parking?
No. Parallel. It was angled 40 years ago, and that was fun. But there was not that many people here. They'll be the same parallel parking. We lose a couple spaces on Main, but we have the street. We have Emmons Street now. We're going to change some of the parking, so there'll be more parking there. We're working on updating the parking plan as well. Other questions? Okay. We're going to be, again, we'll get all that information out in the next couple of weeks. It'll be online. It'll be Twittered. Please feel free to come up here after this meeting with the full set of plans, individual questions, if we can answer them tonight. That's great. If not, we'll follow up. Obviously my office, DPW, and we'll have, weekly construction meetings once they get going. So if we know something's come up, we'll be sending it out via our webpage, our Twitter account. But you'll be able to call. The downtown businesses have a couple hundred members as well. They'll be sending things out, but on an individual basis, pick up the phone. That's what we're here for. Okay. Thank you very much for your attendance.
This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but I can always use your help. How can you help, you ask? If you have any interest in writing about something that matters to Franklin, please let me know. As always, if you like this, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like this, please tell me. This feedback loop is so important. I thank you for listening. For additional information about Franklin, of course, visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Manana, copyright Michael Clark and Tintype Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy it.